international success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful, magnificent, wonderful Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, I am biased. I'm so excited that you have joined me today from all over the world, and that as you are listening to this recording today, I know you will receive enlightenment, inspiration, and strategic steps that you can begin to implement in your life. Guess when? Right now, today. And of course, it is no accident, as we are all one, we are all connected. You were drawn to this show. The Spirit of God has attracted you here to really answer your questions and to give you solutions for your life. Well, how are you doing? I'm going to say good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it happens to be, wherever you are. This is the day that God has made, and we're going to rejoice, we're going to be excited, we're going to be expectant, we're going to be happy for this day. Well, I have been doing extremely well. As you know, it is slowly turning into fall, and the official date has passed. However, it's been very warm this week, and sometimes the reason that I share about the weather is that some of you know that I call Atlanta Hot Atlanta. That's the nickname for Atlanta, because it's a hot place to be weather-wise, but it's also a hot place to be. It used to be known as the Black Entrepreneur City of the South, and so it's just a hot and exciting and a global place to be. Of course, you know, we have the busiest airport in the world here, and so that is why sometimes I sort of share about what the weather is like, especially for our international listeners. So at this time of the year, the mornings are usually pretty cool, and then during the day, it gets pretty warm, and then as soon as the sun sets, it gets cool again. So it's my favorite time of the year. I love walking and looking at the trees that are turning beautiful colors, so it's really, really awesome. So today, I have two guests. Can you believe not one, but two guests? I have Drs. Carol Kershaw and Dr. Bill Wade, and they are the co-authors of Brain Change Therapy, and they're going to be sharing about how we can begin to tell our brain to do certain things and to shift our thinking in order to bring the change that we desire in our lives. How many of you are ready for change? Maybe those areas that you've been struggling with for a while, or possibly those areas where you might feel stuck. I mean, this is phenomenal, life-changing, psychological, spiritual, scientific information about the brain. So stay tuned. Also, I have been receiving so many emails from all of you letting me know how much you enjoy my tip of the week. You know, it was really the Spirit of God that gave me that idea, because so many people say, Constance, what did you do? What did you do when you didn't have any money? What are some universal principles that you implement into your life on a daily basis? And so that's why I decided, I said, well, just let me share just some everyday universal principles that just are part of my life now is really my lifestyle. So today, the one principle that I'm going to be sharing is, drum roll, no matter how small the baby step, each day I take a small baby step toward my intentions, toward my goals, or toward my dreams. You know, I have very busy days some days, and some days I cannot take massive action. Do I believe in massive action? Yes, I do. On those days where you're not really busy, I'm going to really recommend that you take what? Massive action. That means as much action as you can. So let me give you an example of what that would look like, because I really think that we underestimate the power of small baby steps. So a great example of that would be in my life. Let's say I have had a very busy day and I just did not have the time to exercise. So one small baby step that I would take that day, no excuses, towards my optimum health would be I would drink an extra 16 ounces of water. Can you see that? That's a baby step. Or maybe at night, instead of doing 50 sit-ups, I would do maybe 100 sit-ups or 150 sit-ups. Now, that seems like a small baby step, but if I did that on all of the days that I was extremely busy, how would that impact my body? So these are just universal principles that are part of my lifestyle. So I want you to shift your thinking around small baby steps. I always say one small baby step can what produce miraculous results. Another example of that would be if I've had a very busy day and I just have not had a lot of time to spend toward my business, I would send out one email to one Fortune 500 company regarding my corporate leadership training. And maybe that's all I could do for that one day. And, you know, I do that not knowing whether or not that one email will produce what miraculous results. And lastly, let's just say I've had a really busy day and I normally visualize, let's say, for 10 minutes. On that particular day, I would add an additional 3 to 5 minutes to my visualization. Now, sometimes I would do a separate visualization time at the end of my day, because maybe it has been a long day. And I would just add an extra 5 minutes. What would happen to my life inwardly if I did that every time I was really, really, really busy? So think about your life. I know one of the reasons, or I'm going to say excuses, that many of you are not taking action is because you're saying, Constance, I am too busy. And I'm going to say to you today, no more excuses, right? And so the universal principle that you can implement in your life is take one small baby step towards your intentions, towards your dreams, toward your goals every single day, and guess what? Watch the miraculous happen. So exciting. Well, I want you to listen to these quick commercials. I want you to stay tuned because we're going to be talking about brain change therapy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I am so excited about my two guests tonight. That's right, I have two guests, and they are the authors of Brain Change Therapy, Clinical Interventions for Self-Transformation. And, of course, all of you guys know that that's what this show is all about. And the authors are Dr. Kara J. Kershaw and Dr. J. William Wade. And I'm going to let them really introduce themselves. But as a therapist for over 25 years, when I read the book, I was so excited about the life-changing techniques and information that they shared, and I know that your life will never be the same again after you hear the great information that they have to share. So Dr. Kershaw and Dr. Wade, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're so delighted to be here.
Well, tell our listening audience a little bit about who both of you are. So I guess, Dr. Kara, we'll let you go first.
Sure. Well, I'm a licensed psychologist in Texas, and I have been practicing for so many years, I hate to tell you how many. Bill and I have, have been writing together for quite a long time, and we do workshops around the country. And actually, the last 2 years, I wouldn't recommend this to anybody for health reasons, but we've been to over 35 cities and two countries doing workshops on these ideas. So it's been very well received.
Wow. Yes, I'm a licensed professional counselor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and have been practicing full time for over 37 years.
Wow.
And the last, probably since 1985, Carol and I have been practicing together. So we've been doing this a lot. We've been doing a lot of workshops. As Carol said, we've been in over 30 cities and a couple different countries over the last couple of years, and enjoy doing what we do.
Wow, and you're still alive and well after traveling those many places.
Yes, we are. We're alive and well and doing okay.
Right.
Okay, so let's get started. I mean, brain change therapy, that sounds so deep. And so for our listeners, let's just talk about some of the fundamentals of brain change therapy, some of the basics. So what do you mean by that?
Sure. Well, you know, we live in such an exciting time with the explosion of neuroscience research. What we discovered I'll put it this way. Bill and I asked a question of each other quite a number of years ago, and that was, we said, there's so many wonderful approaches in therapy. What if we could find the common denominator among all of them, use that as the focus for therapy? Would people be able to make changes more quickly? Would it be more effective? And so we scanned the neuroscience literature and, in fact, really did discover that this very important principle, which is if you can learn to change your mental state, everything else falls into place. Now, that takes some practice and training.
We realized that no one style of psychotherapy, whether it was psychodynamic, family therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, has overall outdistanced any other form of therapy. So they all work. And what we discovered when we looked at the neuroscience literature was that when people changed and they made changes that were permanent, that what took place were changes in the brain. And so we started linking these changes and looked at the techniques that were common to all forms of therapy, as well as some of the technologies that have arisen in the last 10 to 15, 20 years that directly work on changing the central nervous system or changing the brain. And that's how we got the concept of brain change therapy, that what therapy does, regardless of its approach, when it works, is to change states. All behavior is state-bound, state-specific. We've known this for a long time. There have been studies that all learning is state-specific. So when we do hypnosis or when we do neurofeedback, that what we're doing is changing a person's brain state.
And so what you're saying is that when you change a state, when you change your brain to a certain state, you really change your life.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. So recently, neuroscientists have discovered that there are 7 neural circuits in the brain, and you can learn how to turn those on and off. And by doing so, you can turn off fear, you can turn off anger, you can turn off anxiety, and learn how to practice staying in a calmer state, which leads to being cheerier more often than not.
Some years ago, a researcher, Richard Davidson, at the University of Wisconsin Medical School in Madison, was studying happiness, and he found one of the people he was studying, a Tibetan monk, was way outside the parameters that he would normally expect to find. He began to study his brain and found that just the act of meditation created tremendous changes in brain activity, particularly with the amygdala, which is part of the limbic system, and the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Not only did he study Matthew Ricard's brain, he studied some other monks, Yang and Minya Rinpoche, both of whom have written since then, and found that longtime meditators, just sitting and focusing on the breath, coming in and out of their nostrils, and letting go of all thoughts, all distractions at that time, when they were meditating, that many of them not only reduced the activity in the amygdala, which has a high correlation of activity in the right prefrontal cortex, which has to do with anxiety and fear, that the amygdala actually shrunk. So not only was brain activity changing, but brain structure was changing. So we looked at that research and began to look at other ways that people might be able to actually change the activity in the brain, which changed feelings, changed behaviors, and also changed structure in the brain, which gave it a more permanent result.
So is meditation the only way that you can change a person's state? What about visualization or the words that we speak? How does that impact your brain?
Oh, sure. There are many, many other ways. Of course, you know, in fact, most of us run those visualizations all the time. We call them movies in the mind. Unfortunately, we're sort of wired up to run kind of horror movies. and if you know, the best thing to do is keep interrupting those. And when you practice running a movie of the most positive future you would like to move into, it really does change everything. It takes some practice, though. But people often don't realize that they have habituated and therefore certain movies.
So hypnosis or visualization, and when a person gets calm, can also not only change the movies, so to speak, in a person's mind, it can also begin to create changes in the brain state. The same is true with some of the technologies that we use, neurofeedback and other things, as well as talking. Therapist Irving Yalom has been quoted saying this. He wants his patients to be as curious about themselves as he is about them, so that as they interact, as they develop a therapeutic relationship, that what gets communicated is a sense of curiosity. And Carol mentioned the 7 neural circuits that Jacques Panksepp in Pullman, Washington, a neuroscientist, has discovered that that curiosity then calms fear, may calm anger, and that the relationship between therapist and client or patient, if it's a nurturing one, can trigger nurture circuits in the brain, so that there are a number of ways that we actually change what's going on in the brain.
Well, I know in one of your chapters you just mentioned fear, Dr. Wade, and you talked about resolving fear. You know, people have so many fears, fear of downsizing and fears that they've learned over the years, fear of scarcity, fear of sickness. So how can brain change therapy help to resolve fear?
Well, one is that if a person can get into, learn to get into a calm state on an ongoing basis, that calm state then opens up the mind. It's not that fear is a bad thing altogether. We want people to be able to have fear if they see a wild animal or something like that so that they take care of themselves. The problem comes is that they get into a default state or a habitual state, and they begin to get a case of the I can'ts. I can't do this. Or if the economy does this, then I'm going to get laid off, or if I get laid off, I'm going to become broke and homeless. And some people will take it to the extreme that they actually visualize themselves under an overpass in a box. Well, people have actually thrived in situations where the economy was doing one thing and they were doing something completely different.
Along that line, if you can become curious when you're fearful, that is, you say, how come I'm having such intense fear about X, Y, and Z? You cannot feel fear and curiosity at the same time. So you change a mental state to curiosity. If you move into a calmer state of mind, that's where our creative ideas come from. And so people have the ability to come up with many solutions to a problem. Bill and I...
Well, you know,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I had a guest on just 2 weeks ago, and he's a multimillionaire. He made $100 million and then 5 years later made another $100 million. And I asked him what was his secret, and he said, well, Constance, the only thing that I've been doing for the last 25 years is every morning I take 20 minutes to think, to relax, and be calm. And when I do that, creative ideas download it to me, and that's what you're saying.
Yes,
it's absolutely true. In fact, actually, we just last April taught a course called Neurocoaching the Mind for Business, Financial, and Life Success. And when you can practice these calm states and you do it like that every day, then out of that mind, you are open to picking up the most interesting, amazing ideas. And then, of course, you have to develop a plan of action.
Part of what we have done over the last 30 years or more is to study the work of Milton Erickson. And we talk about Ericksonian hypnosis in a couple chapters in our book. One of the things that Erickson knew firsthand, and all of us really do, that all of us come into the world, unless there's something really wrong structurally or neurologically with us, wired for success. We come into the world curious. If you stop and think about a young child that is a newborn, and that child can't even hold its head up, has no control of her bladder or bowels, can't talk, can't do anything, that child, out of a sense of curiosity, out of a sense of wonderment, begins to start putting things together so that when the child hears footsteps coming up towards its room, when the child is wet or hungry or whatever, begins to associate those footsteps with relief. That's the beginning of learning and curiosity, so that the child, all children are curious. All children play, and their play is really a form of work and of creativity. So all of us come into the world wired for success. And what Erickson did with his hypnosis was to have people in a state of absorbed attention, or we would say trance, go back in an unconscious way, tap back into those resources of curiosity, play, just learning to walk. A child is persistent. How many times do you fall down before you actually stand up on your own 2 feet? How many times do you bump your chin? So all of us come into the world having had successes. Sometimes we forget that in the process of growing up. So part of brain change therapy is helping the person go back and remember at a deep level that they have already achieved successes that as an adult we tend to just brush over, but when we look at it in reality are really rather fantastic accomplishments.
So true. Well, you know, this is the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and you guys knew I was going to ask you this question. What is the correlation between brain change therapy and the Law of Attraction, which says whatever you think on, believe with feeling and emotion will inevitably manifest in your life?
Well, you know, with the advent of quantum physics, there's the idea that we live in a field of possibility, and once we begin to change our focus of attention, we bring out of that field of possibility something that can be manifested as we make it more and more concrete by meditating on that future success and by getting yourself to focus and then create a plan of action. It's so fascinating to me as you begin to take steps also toward that particular future. Other opportunities open up. You meet people. People call you up, like you called us up for this radio interview, you know,
right?
Out of the blue. And it's very interesting how this happens. If we become sensitive and start paying attention, then you begin to see these things happening.
There are some really interesting scientific experiments that have been done that are really hard science. We now know that thought, not demanding thought, but just gentle, focused thought, can actually change physical reality. There have been studies done at Princeton University with random number generators. And when you think upon numbers, those numbers will come up more frequently than they would statistically if you weren't thinking about that.
And so we have a fascinating device in our office called the Mind Lamp. I don't know if you've heard of this before.
I have not.
Yeah,
tell
so
our listeners about
it runs
that.
Through sky colors and earth colors, but while it's sitting in the office, it stays white when nobody is in the office. As soon as you come in the office, it begins to run through these colors, and we tell our clients, calm your mind, focus on a color you would like to invite the lamp to turn, and more often than not, it will occur. And it's because the lamp is, it is amazing.
Amazing.
The lamp is a random number generator. So this is not New Age thinking. It's based in hard science, like Bill was saying, and we have the ability to influence matter and potentially the ability to influence events. And we certainly know there's more and more evidence to suggest that all minds are connected.
There was, again, another study that
amazing.
Was done, this time with baby hatchlings, baby chickens, and a random number generator that was made in the shape of a frog riding a motorcycle. And those little chickens bonded with that random number generator that looked like a frog. Then they put a glass partition between the little baby chickens and the frog, the mechanical frog. The mechanical frog moved towards the glass much more frequently than it would statistically have been thought to do so when the glass partition was put up. And so what happened was the chicken's desire or longing or imprinting on that mechanical frog, random number generator, actually determined that that frog moved towards these chickens more frequently than one would have suspected at a statistical level. So again, we know that thoughts are energy. The entire universe is an energy field, and that what we do is actually affects the physical world.
You know, that's so encouraging for people, doctors, who might be feeling hopeless right now, who might be feeling such great news.
It really is. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, so I visualize the future I want, but things are just not happening. And so, you know, that's where we can help with that. What brain circuits are you turning on? What mental states are you in more often than not? And do you have any kind of internal that's keeping you from pursuing a plan of action? You see, people will push what they set their minds to. Let me give us as an example. It took us 6 years to write this book, and the first two times we turned it in, the publisher went, ooh, we don't like this. They were right. It needed better organization. But there were, gosh, many, many times along the way we could have given up. But Bill and I kept visualizing ourselves holding this, teaching these concepts because we think they're life-changing. And then we kept moving toward that future. And yes, it's sometimes just so difficult.
And what we want people to learn to do when they calm their minds and focus their attention on an intention is to then take some small step, some small action. And that, and this Erickson would do with his patients, that they small change. And then they begin to notice what small changes happen as a result of small change, so that with a calm mind, focused attention, and intention that I'm going to accomplish something, you make some small change. And that small change then sends a ripple, if you will, out into the universe, and you notice. And then that's how people keep a sense of momentum. It's not like they just make it all at one time. These small changes, it's like the man that you were talking about. He, every day, he meditates, he focuses attention, creates an intention for what he wants to create, and then he creates an action plan. Those are small, measurable steps, and then he looks. The other thing that we found was that the names that we give events, the names that we give happenings, often affect us. So we try to help people move away from words like failure. If Carol and I had, in writing the book, well, this is a failure, we can't accomplish this, and interpreted the feedback as being negative, then the book never would have gotten written. But what we did was we reframed that experience. They're giving us, in this critique, information about how to do it. Okay? These changes need to be made so that this could be accomplished. So when a person thinks about something, gets somewhat of a different result than the result that they had planned, if they can take that information in, again, with a calm mind, focused attention, intention, then it helps them make a small change that will bring them closer to their goal. An interesting thing, I was reading the sports page today, the New York Yankees released Mariano Rivera. If you're not a New York Yankees fan, you probably still know that Mariano Rivera is the all-time saves leader in Major League Baseball. He actually started off as a as a starting pitcher. That didn't work. He wasn't destined to do that. Then they moved him as a relief pitcher, and his career took off. Well, instead of seeing it as a failure, Mo then began a career as the best closer in baseball history.
Amazing, amazing. This is such wonderful news, listeners all over the world tonight. So how can you use this approach, brain change therapy, when it comes to business success and money? Can we get more money and more success and increase our business
using
this approach?
Absolutely. One of the things that stops people is when they get afraid and develop anxiety. So let me something really simple people can do. This sounds very silly, but great response behind it. That is, you get a tennis ball, and this is to reduce your anxiety. Get a tennis ball. Give yourself a subjective number, let's say if 10 is high on anxiety and 1 is real relaxed. Pick a number and kind of say to yourself, well, what number am I? Then begin to toss the tennis ball gently back and forth from hand to hand. And do that 6 to 8 times. Be sure you're breathing. Pause for a moment. Give yourself another number. It will come down because what's happening is you are balancing blood flow in the brain. And you keep going with that until you get all the way down to a 1. And let yourself stay in that state of relaxation and calm. And every goal or activity has a mental state of success associated with it. So when you're in the calm state, you can say to yourself, what do I need to do to increase my income? Do I need to get some other training? Do I need to reinvent myself? Do I need to add something to whatever I'm already doing? Do I need a better marketing plan? If you're calm enough, your mind will tell you the answer. And then if you need, obviously, you can always go get a consultation from somebody that can help you with that. But yes, we can always increase our success. It all has to start, it starts all with mental state.
Right, and the mental state allows us then to see possibilities where they did not exist, where we change the name of getting feedback from failure to, this is information that I need to accomplish my task, because few things happen on the very first try. You know, Thomas Edison tried numerous times to build the incandescent light, and he was asked after he did that, what was it like to fail so many times? He says, well, I never failed. I just learned X number of ways not to build an incandescent lamp. So again, what Edison did was to take the information, and because he was calm, he was focused, had an intent, and then also was taking action and taking information in that said, this isn't a sign of failure. This is a sign of slight correction. I need to get these bits of information, and that will help me reach my goal.
This is what we call breaking the trance of limitation. If you calm your mind, you get outside the frame that you've built or the paradigm that you've built for yourself that's keeping you stuck.
And so would you say that successful, wealthy people have habituated ways of thinking and being, while people who are struggling and unsuccessful have their own habituated ways of thinking
yes.
and being?
Henry Ford, when he was starting to build cars, went outside the existing paradigm or model. What Henry Ford wanted to do was to build a car that his factory workers could afford to pay. And the way he thought about this wasn't that, oh, I'm not making so much profit per car. He viewed that my factory workers, people who work for me, can buy my car, then what happens is that they're driving around a Ford. And so they are my advertisers. They're the ones who are spreading my product around. And so Ford, because he was calm, focused, intentional, took in information, and then did something different with that information, existed outside of the paradigm that was prominent at that time.
Now, this is just so, well, if you're joining me, I'm speaking with Dr. Kara J. Kershaw and Dr. Bill Wade, and they are the authors of Brain Change Therapy, Clinical Interventions for Self-Transformation. So, doctors, let's talk about weight release or becoming thin or becoming healthier. How can you use a brain change therapy to maybe develop a thinner state of brain, mind, body? Is
that
possible?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we have a couple of CDs on our website that address that. You know, when people overeat, they're trying to change their mental state. Think about it. I've worked a lot with people trying to lose weight. They'll say, you know, I come home after the end of the day and I just am so exhausted and I start looking for potato chips. Carbohydrates make us feel good for a temporary period of time. And therefore, you can get into a real addictive cycle because that's what you're looking for, is a good feeling. So if you can make some changes in how you start your day and go more toward a high protein and vegetable diet than anything else, and work on changing your mental state. And we like this phrase, develop a thinner state of mind, because it really is. So, you know, one of my long-term weight mentors was, because I'm old, was Jack LaLanne. He was the first nutrition person on TV. And, of course,
right,
later in life, I mean, he kept his body looking really pretty good, even though later in life he got that kind of bad-looking hair. But anyway, but his body still looked terrific. And that's what you do. You look for somebody who's been successful that you can think about, put pictures of that person around. You know, be around people who care about what they put in their bodies, because we tend to pick up people's emotional states are contagious. So if people are negative and overeat, we're going to do the same thing.
The other thing, it's helpful to move your body. And a lot of people have a negative reaction to the word exercise. Well, most of us as children ran around the house. My mother's favorite phrase was, don't run in the house. What that meant was that my brother and sister and I were running around in the house. So she said, if you're going to go out and run and play, go outside. So as children, nobody has to tell us to go play. We play. And so we move our bodies. And so what we want to do and what we help our clients or patients to do is to redefine what moving their body means. I have one person that I see that she's gone to a Zumba class. She wouldn't lift weights, doesn't want to do things that seem like work, but what she did was to find a way that she could move her body that was fun. She likes music. So it doesn't matter if you're on a treadmill or an elliptical trainer or a bicycle or you're dancing. You're moving your body, and as you move your body, you burn calories, and she's having fun. So we want to attach fun and pleasant thoughts to moving your body, as well as Carol says, changing your eating habits so that you don't get up from the table feeling lethargic. You get up from the table feeling energetic.
And I have a question. So before a person would even think about or contemplate, well, I need to go on Weight Watchers, I need to go on that, on another diet, they would really need to go in and change their state.
Their mental state is key to everything. Now, So this is pretty fascinating, what I'm about to tell you. This is very cutting-edge information that we've been using for the past few years, and that is when you can get a person to come way deep down inside themselves to the edge of sleep, and they hover there for about 20 minutes, the brain releases a neuropeptide that's been named anandamide. That's a Sanskrit word. From a Sanskrit word meaning bliss, which is very close in chemical structure to marijuana. So your brain is, yes,
wow.
It's kind of cool. You don't have to go to California and be illegal. But what does that do? It gives you much more control in a waking state over your choices. And apparently it's like a healing system in the body, just like we have a stress system that leads us to turn on our sympathetic nervous system where we're in fight, flight, or freeze. This part of the body is a deep relaxation that when you spend time there, you actually do not really want sugar nor carbohydrates, which break down as sugar.
Amazing. Yes. Literate. And lastly, let's talk a little bit about listeners who might be sick or maybe are experiencing chronic illness, etc. How can they begin to utilize a brain change therapy in conjunction with becoming healthier and whole physically?
This very deep state I'm talking about also is connected to the body's healing mechanism. So if people can do some sort of deep meditation, they can listen to music if they like, but take their minds way down into this mental state, it seems to turn on a person's natural healing mechanism. The other thing we would recommend also, you can nutrition your way out of almost anything unless you have mechanical failure of the body. And so if you begin to use... we do, for example, we drink a green smoothie drink every morning that's spinach-based and then has a whey isolate protein in it. If you'll start feeding the cells better, because the normal American diet is very poisonous to the system, and basically if you eat that way, you're starving your cells. So two things, you know, really nurturing your mind in these deep states and doing that regularly, and then changing your nutrition to more greens.
There's a physician, Terry Walls, I think is her name, that had MS. And she had it so bad that she had to be in a gravity-neutral wheelchair, which means she couldn't sit up straight, she couldn't lie down. She was in that kind of V position. She began to change her diet to a Paleolithic-style diet, which was protein and a lot of vegetables. And even a lot of her protein was plant-based. So there was soy, there were legumes, nuts, and things like that. Within a five-year period, she went from this gravity-neutral wheelchair to not only walking, but riding horses. Now, not everybody's going to have those kinds of results, but if we start looking at food as chemistry, and we start looking at how do we feel after we eat something, does it make us feel better or does it make us feel worse? A lot of people walk around dissociated from how they feel. And so with brain change therapy, we want people to get in touch with their bodies and pay attention to what they're eating, how much they're eating, and how do they feel afterwards. When people eat a lot of sugar, there's another researcher whose name I cannot remember right now that is at Dartmouth University in Rhode Island Hospital, and this can be Googled, that she is talking about Alzheimer's disease as type 3 diabetes, that what happens is that the brain cells become insulin resistant. And the job of insulin is to change blood sugar into glucose. Well, the brain needs glucose in order to function, in order to survive. Well, if the pancreas breaks down and can't produce insulin, or the cells become insulin resistant, those cells, particularly those in the brain, then die. And as they die, there's brain shrinkage and plaque and all sorts of things like that, so that nutrition has a lot to do with brain change therapy, in that what we feed ourselves is going to change how we feel about ourselves and feel towards the world.
You know, this is such great information. So for anyone who's listening tonight who might be struggling in any area, are you saying that any change in their life would really begin inside, changing their state? And if they can change the state, they can change their world, their life.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That's absolutely right.
That is so amazing. So in summary, what would you like to leave with people tonight? And, of course, I'm going to give you an opportunity later on to really share how people can contact you. What would you say to people tonight?
Well, first of all, that everyone has amazing abilities, and your mind can do so many things, from changing your body temperature, your blood pressure, your heart rate, to actually changing how your brain works. And it's all a matter of where you focus your attention and the quality of your focus of attention. And with some mental training, with some practice, in practicing positive mental states, and it does take practice, because if the brain is left to itself, it naturally wanders into negative thinking. That's the way we're wired up. But people have amazing capabilities.
And that's the natural state. We come into the world curious. We come into the world willing to accept pain and overcome pain. Think of a child learning to walk. Think of a child becoming curious about the child's environment. Children love to put together puzzles. Children love to get into things and explore. That when we do brain change therapy, what we're doing is helping a person reconnect with the natural state in which they came into this world.
Wow, so amazing. I just want to thank both of you personally for the great work that you are doing. So share with the listeners all over the world tonight, how can they get you booked? I know you've traveled extensively, but how can they contact you for a possible seminar, speaking engagement? What is your website, phone number, et cetera?
Sure. Our website is Drs. Carol and Bill, without punctuation, so DRS, carolandbill.com. And if they would like to get our newsletter, they can go to that site and give us their email address, and we send out a monthly newsletter. We have our workshops listed on the website, but, of course, we are certainly open to invitations for speaking. We love to do that in consultations.
So we were in Spain in February, and we're talking with people in Colombia and Mexico and at Esalen in California.
Right.
So if they have a group that wants to sponsor us, we certainly are willing to talk with them and go wherever they are.
Our telephone number is 713-529-4588. And we feel like these are really exciting ideas that we'd love to share in more detail with anyone who has some interest.
And I'm going to strongly encourage all of my listeners, you got to get this book. And so you have MP3 recordings on your website also that people can purchase.
We do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. And people can get the book from Amazon if they like, or from us.
Or from W.W. Norton.
Right.
Wow.
She's the publisher.
Well, I am so glad that I was attracted to you. I don't know how I found you. I think I was looking on YouTube, and I think I saw both of you saying something about law of attraction. And when I heard what you had to say, I'm like, wow, I have to get these people, because, I mean, these guys are really awesome. And it has been a great experience for me personally. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Don't forget to visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Just love hearing from you. You can email me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Tell three of your friends about them. And remember, you can go and purchase the Law of Attraction app for your iPhone, for your iPad. I just downloaded it on my iPad, and I just love it. I want you to make sure also that you go and listen to some of the other hosts. They have great shows. Well, I want you to set intention to have a great week. Remember, I love you, God loves you, and guess what? The best is yet to come in your life.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Or send Constance an email at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com.